This is 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Now that the Boston Globe has moved its offices downtown and its printing presses to Taunton, its 16-acre headquarters on Morrissey Boulevard sits nearly empty. The site is the largest commercial parcel on Morrissey Boulevard. The Globe says it's selling the property to Nordblum, a Burlington developer. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that some neighbors are watching anxiously as they await word from the buyers about what they want to do with the site.
Anissa Esaibi George is one of those neighbors. The city councilor meets me in front of the building where her mother worked a variety of jobs, including telephone operator for 32 years.
As did lots of neighborhood folks. This was a local employer to our neighborhood.
Her mother lost her job when the Globe moved away earlier this summer. A mile away, another neighbor is watching anxiously. Don Walsh meets me at the Sugar Bowl, a coffee shop on Dorchester Avenue. Walsh, who's 70, has seen a lot of change in Savin Hill, where he grew up. The Irish Catholic neighborhood was centered around its parish. Then came busing, the exodus of many of Walsh's neighbors, and then renaissance and surging home prices.
Right around my house, I've got a Boston cop, a lineman for the phone company, a janitor in Boston Public Schools, a labor official, a guy who runs the New England Council, a doctor, a couple of lawyers.
Walsh, who was chairman of the Citizen Task Force that developed the city's master plan for the area, sees the Globe's departure as an opportunity.
We can really do something special, and it's right at the T, which is not only two branches of the Red Line, but also a commuter rail stop in an on and off from 93. So it's probably one of the best planning and development opportunities in the city of Boston.
The master plan calls for mixed-use development, with buildings of increasing height as they get nearer to the JFK UMass T-stop. The old Boston Globe site is the key property in the plan to redevelop all of Morrissey Boulevard and Columbia Point, about as big a piece of Boston as the Back Bay or the Seaport District in South Boston. Next to the site is Savin Hill, with some of the most elegant Victorian homes in Boston. Nordblum is the third buyer in 2 years for the site. Two previous buyers pulled out before closing. City Councilor Frank Baker, who lives in Savin Hill, hopes the buyers will add the parks the master plan calls for.
I'm not looking for just residential and restaurants or commercial. We need to make sure that the green space is talked about.
The development around Morrissey Boulevard is part of a wave of growth in Dorchester. Today, Morrissey Boulevard acts as a barrier between Savin Hill and Dorchester Bay. But under a separate plan proposed by the state's Department of Conservation and Recreation, it will become much friendlier to pedestrians, as Morrissey will lose one car lane in each direction to be replaced by bike paths. The idea is to turn Morrissey from the highway it is now to a true urban boulevard over the next 10 years. This makes Eileen Boyle of the Columbia Savin Hill Civic Association optimistic because the waterfront would become more accessible.
They'll feel like they can go down there and walk and continue to walk all the way in town.
The city's master plan for the neighborhood calls for a grid of new streets that would go through the Globe property and others along Morrissey Boulevard to connect it to Savin Hill. That's something Kenneth Oshero wants. The owner of McKenna's, the popular neighborhood coffee shop, also lives in Savin Hill. He says with all the one-way streets, the no-left turns, and the traffic, a trip to the beach in nearby South Boston can turn into an expedition. Oshero calls the Globe site a fantastic property.
We're talking like on the coast, get the connection between like Dorchester, South Boston, downtown, streets, train stops away from South Station. It is like prime property. So it better be good.
McKenna's is as busy as ever, at the favorite stop for Mayor Marty Walsh, police officers, construction workers, and local business owners. Most people say they have not given the Globe much thought. Others, like flight crew members Kevin Noyles and Zachary Selzer, oppose any development that would bring more traffic.
I live on Dorchester Ave, and I'm actually going to get rid of my car because of the traffic. I'm going to start using the T because I just can't deal with it anymore.
It's going to be like a L.A. or New York City, in which it takes half an hour to even drive 4 or 5 blocks.
Mayor Marty Walsh once lived in the neighborhood. His office released a statement saying he looks forward to the site being utilized in a way that fits well with the surrounding neighborhood. Back at the Sugar Bowl, Eileen Boyle and Don Walsh say they would like to see developers follow a comprehensive plan so that neighborhoods can feel connected to the harbor, unlike what happened in the Seaport District.
That was done parcel by parcel. There's no green space.
And that's not a neighborhood. It's just a series of independent boxes stuck together.
City Councilor Anissa Esaibi George, who grew up nearby, served on the task force that created the city's master plan for the area. She'd like to see housing for families as part of the mix of development here.
There's a lot of excitement about what the future holds for this area and what it could hold for this area, but there's also a lot of anxiety about what this change could mean.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Dorchester.